Welcome to the Belgrade Theatre Podcast. I'm here with Lisa Farrell, who's the director of The Dark at the Top of the Stairs. How are you, Lisa?
I'm fine, a little bit tired at the moment.
You've been in rehearsals all afternoon, haven't you?
Yes.
What have you been getting up to in rehearsals so far?
Well, it's been a fabulous sort of 4 weeks up till now, and we worked incredibly intensively on the text. It's quite a large cast of 9 actors and a very intensely emotional and dramatic piece. So we've had to work extraordinarily deeply into the text and the exact meaning of each line, each word, each movement, each idea. And equally, we've had to give the company an idea of being American, being not only East or West Coast American, but actually a middle American in the state of Oklahoma. So I've gone around talking like this throughout all the rehearsals, trying to give them a sense of the language of it, which is, of course, very different from the English, but also giving them a sense of the space of the country. Interestingly, it's a huge, vast landscape, America, and yet when people relate to each other, they relate very emotionally, instantaneously, and close. So in English terms, one character will invade the space of another. And this kind of thing is what we've been working on for the last few weeks.
Uh-huh. And the story of The Dark at the Top of the Stairs involves a couple who are kind of facing challenging times in their marriage. How have you built that relationship between the two actors playing the husband and wife?
Well, the first important point to make is that Dark at the Top of the Stairs was written in the 50s, but it was about the 20s. And interestingly, in the 1920s, America went through a phenomenal boom period. It was a boom in particularly oil in the middle of the country, in Oklahoma and Texas and so on, which, of course, still has oil. And that boom created an enormous change in the life of the pioneer people who came to the West and the Midwest. And I wanted very much to give a sense of that change. And that change disrupted a settled way of life in the way that the internet is changing us today, and in the way that work patterns and employment patterns are now very uncomfortable for many people, because the old ways of permanent employment, of a job for life, of security is no longer available. So the same thing happened in a curious way in the 20s as it does today. So that is something that is really important to understand about the play.
And the design elements of the play have taken inspiration from an artist called Andrew Wyeth. Why did you particularly choose his work?
Well, it's a curiosity, but every time I direct a play, I choose what's called a guiding painter. In other words, a painter who speaks out to me for the play. And when I meet with my designer, in this case, Rory Murchison, who has created a gorgeous design, I approached him and said, look, my guiding painter for this is Andrew Wyeth. Do you agree? And he did, which was wonderful. We then looked at all his paintings, and Andrew Wyeth was a painter from the mid-20th century, actually in Pennsylvania, not, in fact, in the Midwest. But he has qualities of a sort of American loneliness and longing, not quite as extreme as Edward Hopper, but nonetheless quite beautiful. And that very parched landscape is something I wanted Rory to emulate in some sort of way, which he has done in his own way, even though the set is inside a house. It actually brings the outer world inside. You have to come and see it.
Well, I think you've achieved it brilliantly. B2's never looked so huge.
Well, I can't answer that. I haven't seen everything in B2, but it is very exciting. This set is very exciting. I want people to walk into the theatre and think they've travelled. Instead of getting on a plane, you can come to the Belgrade and actually be in America for a couple of hours.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for talking to us, Lisa. The show is now on till Saturday, the 10th of November. And good luck to you, Lisa, for the rest of the run.
Thank you. It's been lovely being here.
Thanks. Bye.